This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, folks. Almost time for us to wrap up, but we've got one more story to get through. We'll get to the poll results at the end of the show. We are asking you, how much influence do you think your friends have on your level of your business success and why? Then Christine spoke to us about why business partnerships fail. I'm now going to tell you whether or not it's time to break up with your business partner. Because like all relationships, business partnerships are complex. You know, a healthy, cohesive collaboration can take your business to the next level, whilst a competitive or toxic dynamic can drag your business down. Despite you and your business partner's best intentions, not all partnerships are built to last. In fact, the average business partner breakup rate for startups is around 20 to 30% higher than the average marriage divorce rates. And splitting up with your business partner is in actuality very similar to a divorce, according to some people. But if you are concerned that your business partnership is no longer working, here's a few signs, red flags, that you might want to look at and see whether or not it's time to end it. Number one, your workload feels unbalanced. Every business partnership operates under different terms. You and your partner may have agreed, for instance, to distribute work responsibilities 60-40 to better suit your strengths and time commitment, or you might have an equal split regardless of the numbers. If you end up consistently doing more than you agreed upon share of the work, that partnership will feel unbalanced. Red flag number one. Number two, you disagree about fundamental business decisions, almost like some of the things that Christine was talking about just a few minutes ago. But it is normal to have the occasional disagreement with your business partner. And in fact, sharing your different opinions can help you challenge one another's ideas and grow. That being said, if you continually find yourself on opposing sides of major issues, you might not share the same vision, and it's time to look whether or not that's red flag number two. If you can't find common ground or compromise on fundamental decisions involving money or the direction of the company, you won't be able to find a successful business together. Number three, you've got different working styles. Maybe you like to check in with your employees once a month, but your business partner prefers to hold two meetings a week to monitor everyone's progress. The way you and your partner approach day-to-day business decisions impacts the company culture, of course, which then affects how your employees work. So if all of these red flags are big red flags, then maybe it's time for you to think about where to go next. How do you avoid that fallout? You know, because not all business partnerships end in anger or disaster. If you decide to part ways and you think that's the best way for you guys to do it, follow a couple of tips, and we're going to give you three. One, communicate well. Sit down with your partner or partners when you're both in a clear, calm headspace and talk openly about what you want. These all start to sound a lot like normal relationship pieces of advice, right? But bear in mind, this is business advice. Try not to let your emotions dictate the conversation. Instead, think rationally and focus on the fact that you both want what's best for each other and for the business. The goal is to find a mutually beneficial solution. You might want to consider bringing in a third party who can mediate when necessary, because this will help improve your chances of it being an amicable split. Number two, consider the consequences before you rush into that decision. Take time to understand and evaluate the benefits and consequences of each choice. What would a partner buyout or classification change look like, both financially and structurally? Could you take an alternative route, like minimizing your partner's role and returns? And, you know, money isn't the only factor. It's also a good idea to think about how the business's day-to-day operations might change in each scenario. Number three, and the final thing, and this is really important, especially when you're working away from the office as well, document everything. Before you make any decisions, call your personal and business accountants to help you through the process. In addition to providing smart counsel, they'll iron out contract details and document your conversations with your business partner. Keeping accurate records of everything you've discussed and decided upon is key to preventing future confusion, blame, and, you know, lawsuits. It's paramount to set clear terms of ownership when splitting up, as well as outlining the roles, the responsibilities, and influence each partner has going forward. Breaking up with a business partner is not easy, but taking the right steps can help you move forward in the healthiest, most financially secure way possible. Now, just looking back at that, and I just said, it's like you know, breaking up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever, in many ways. It's just sound life advice, you know, at the end of the day. You know, if you're going to do these things, just make sure you're keeping a record of it. You know, track how things are going. Make sure you're making the right decisions for one another and not just for an individual, because at the end of the day, it's a partnership.
I think, you know, the sort of roundabout conclusion we've come to at the end of this show is that business and kind of like personal relationships are not as separate as we'd like them to be, or that we think that they are as well, right? You know, a lot of these values, a lot of these factors, and a lot of these approaches could be applied to personal relationships as well. I think it's just one of those things where that is precisely why we wanted to ask this, right? That's why we wanted to ask the question today of, you know, how much that intertwines for people in their day-to-day lives.
And at the same time, they are completely separate at certain times. Like, you know, you have to I guess maybe you just have to turn off that business brain when you're with people who don't want to talk about business. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't expect everyone you know in your life to continuously talk about stocks and bonds and investments. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's weird.
But I mean, we have a strong friendship, you know, here in our team. Mm-hmm. And there are times when before the pandemic, where we'd go out and we'd have dinner and coffee and drinks and, you know, we'd find ourselves slipping into that conversation where it involved work, you know, and somebody amongst us would have to say,
no,
can you stop doing that? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a friend. That's a real good friend.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Anyway, with that in mind, final poll results are...
Final poll results are 3.1% for all the influence, 38.5% for lots of influence, 32.3% very little influence, and 26.2% no influence.
Any changes over there?
Nope. We still have, on average, most people just saying that their friends have a little bit of influence on their business success.
Well, there you go. It's time for us to wrap up. Of course, if you're just joining us now, it's a little bit too late, but you can listen back to the show via podcast, which will be available shortly. We've been speaking about our main story was...
The main story was about friends and the relationship between friends and success.
And then we talked about why business partnerships fail.
And if they do fail... is it time to break up with your business partner? That's what we talked about. Right, don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Funding Societies is Malaysia's largest peer-to-peer, P2P, financing platform, providing business financing to SMEs, which is crowdfunded from individual and institutional investors. Last year, the P2P player disbursed close to 300 million ringgit and has so far achieved 650 million ringgit disbursement cumulatively. The platform has caught the eye of over 200,000 investors in the region, with returns ranging up to 14%. But now that SMEs are under pressure, should investors be concerned? It's with Wong Kar Meng, the co-founder and chief executive officer of the Funding Societies Malaysia. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place at noon. And don't forget, we have a webinar happening tomorrow at 1:30 live on Facebook. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and, of course, Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.